to Emeritus Now. I'm Wendell Stallings from the Emeritus Advanced Markets team, and today I'm joined by Steve Sussell from Marshall & Stevens, a leader in corporate finance, transactional advising, valuation, and litigation support. He's going to talk to us today about helping business owners navigate the waters of successful succession planning. Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Wendell. I appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely. So in talking about business succession planning, obviously we work with advisors all over the country. Many are going to be listening to this podcast. And oftentimes when we are engaging with clients, there's obviously a fact-finding process and interview where we're trying to understand the short, mid, long-term goals of clients in just understanding their specific position and where they're looking to go into the future. A lot of times in the process of that discussion, we're engaging the interests and needs of those clients, and you're just engaging in a conversation as a first step and talking about how things are going from a personal standpoint, financially, but also with business. So let me ask you this just to kind of start off. What issues have you seen right now, Steve, as it relates to the pandemic? What are some of the issues that have been raised specifically by that?
You know, Wendell, the pandemic has brought in an interesting mix of issues to many privately held businesses. Some are, as everybody would expect, purely operational. What's open? What's not open? What, can you manufacture? Can't you manufacture? Can your employees get to work? Can they work from home? Some of them are operational. Some of them are financial issues. Can I make payroll? Can I make debt payments? You know, what's the performance of my company? And some of them are just plain old business issues. Are my clients still there? Who's buying my product? Is my product important, or has the market changed to the point where my product is not critical anymore? There are a lot of different issues that people are facing, that business owners are facing, that they have to respond to on a daily basis.
So when we're talking about from a succession planning standpoint, you know, we're thinking about the pandemic along those lines. Are there specific issues that you're seeing that are coming to the fore right now when business owners are specifically thinking about the longer term implications of their succession planning?
Absolutely. I mean, many business owners have a vision or have at least some thoughts as to how long they want to work. When do they want to retire? When do they want to sell their business? What's their business worth? And, you know, they look at that as their nest egg. Really, right now, we need to step back and reevaluate a lot of different things. Clearly, you need to do a revaluation of the business to figure out what it's actually worth. There are many businesses right now where the value hasn't changed. They're still able to function. Businesses are still selling their product. On the other hand, there are other businesses out there who are thriving. All of a sudden, a product that wasn't necessarily important or a manufacturing process that wasn't necessarily important is taken off, and the value is much greater than they thought it was a few months ago. On the other hand, you have a number of businesses out there, obviously, who are unable to function and are incapable of running their business, and as a result, the valuation has decreased. It's important as a first step to stand back, look at the business, take an honest, clear assessment of what's going on, what's happened to the value, and really how has that affected your long-term vision? You know, are you still able to retire 2 years from now, 4 years from now, whatever your plan was? What is your new step to generate liquidity for the business? Can you still transition to a management buyout team? Can you still sell the business? Are you still gifting to a family member? Everything needs to be reevaluated at this point. Some are going to get answers that they're going to be much more happy with than they were before the pandemic. Others obviously are going to have to reevaluate their timing and what they're actually going to get out of their business.
Okay. And as it relates specifically to that value of the business and being able to measure that, maybe what are some of the steps that you go through in helping a business owner to come to that determination? Because that's a really important factor when we look at succession planning overall for a business owner to really have a clear idea what the value of that business is. Can you walk us through some of those steps that you go through in helping business owners come to that understanding?
Absolutely. And you're 100% correct when you say it's important to understand the value of the business, because truly you can't make an educated, well-organized, effective business expansion plan and larger estate plan without understanding what the business asset is worth. In terms of really determining value, we take look at it in a bunch of different ways. We look at the various financial metrics, the performance of the company. We'll look at revenue. We'll look at earnings. We will look at debt. You know, is there debt being put onto the company? We will look at long-term capital expenditures to put the company in a stronger position. We'll look at the likelihood that the product is going to maintain its saleability. You know, is the product still going to be good 2 years from now, 4 years from now, or is it going to be, you know, is some other new product going to be brought out? Is there a new product that the company is buying out? We're going to look at all those to come in with a educated value. Now, in many cases, we'll start the process by doing a calculation of value, which is a baseline valuation that gives a nice range of value to begin the conversation. But then when you do a formal valuation, you use a bunch of different methodologies, including a discounted cash flow, transaction multiples, assets if it's appropriate, to come to a down-to-the-penny defendable value that then you can use to create planning options, to generate buy-sell agreements, any number of ways you can use that valuation.
Okay. For, I'll ask this question here now. I think for many business owners, you know, a lot of times when they set up the business, and maybe not necessarily on the front end, but certainly as the business continues to grow and gets to a point of maturity, if it's thrived and if it's been successful, a lot of business owners are looking at the end game in terms of what's going to happen when I actually exit the business. How can I derive the maximum amount of value from the business, whether it's going to be that business being the key nest egg that business owner is looking to for their retirement funding or otherwise. When we think about this idea of maximizing the value of their business and being able to derive liquidity, what are some of the ways that you have worked with business owners or have looked at helping them to be able to actually derive money from the business and to maximize that liquidity?
Sure. And the most important thing here is to have a plan and to have an idea of when they want liquidity and to be able to execute that. To come in and say, I want liquidity and be out of my business in 3 months, well, you know, you can do it. It can happen quickly, but you may not be able to maximize value. So the key here in order to maximize value is to have a vision and to be able to put a plan in place to execute it. And that's both financially, business-wise, personally. It has to be a coordinated plan in order to get that maximized value. But there are a number of ways that we generate value from a privately held business. Obviously, one is simply to sell the business. There are buyers out there that have cash who are willing to buy the business. Some may be competitors, some may be financial buyers, some may be investment funds. There are a number of different entities out there that may be interested, and interested in for different reasons. Keep in mind the private equity funds are probably aggregating a number of businesses that are similar to create a larger entity that they can then sell again. A strategic buyer may look at a company and say, this is a fabulous company. They have great products. They have great service. They fill a niche. It's not in our business model. You know, we're going to add them and we're going to pay up. We're going to pay a premium in order to get that value and to get that business. And they will do that. So there are a bunch of different methods to sell the business. Another way is through a management buyout. Potentially, the management team for the company may be interested in buying the business. They may be capable of running the business. They may be able to raise financing, maybe with the support of another financing source, such as a private equity fund or a family office, and together they can buy out the owner from their position. Another way is to simply do some sort of recapitalization where the owner sells part of the business, retains a percentage ownership, and there's another party in there, potentially an investment fund, potentially another investor who's willing to sell out part of the business to the owner, and the owner sticks around for a while, and then they sell the whole business down the road. Another method is potentially an ESOP, an employee stock ownership plan. ESOPs aren't for everybody, but at the right place and the right time, the ESOP is a very efficient tool in terms of getting money out of a business, particularly for businesses that there may not be a lot of sellers, a lot of buyers out there. Engineering companies, professional services companies, there's not a natural market for a lot of these companies to sell through a normal process. So selling to an ESOP might be a good method. And then there's the family option. In some cases, an owner may be willing to gift part of the business to the family. Maybe they get bought out over a period of time. The family steps in, runs the business, maybe takes on some debt to buy shares. There are a number of different options, again, on the family side in terms of buying the business. So there are a whole different slew of options to generate liquidity for the business. The key here, though, is to start early, plan and try to figure out what the best options are, be flexible as you go into your long-term plan, and be ready to adapt to the changing market like COVID, and be able to execute. That's all, you know, that's all things that need to be taken into consideration.
Sounds like some pretty sage advice, and, you know, appreciate just your insights and being able to, you know, deliver from your experiences to bring across to our listening audience. One more question that I'll ask before we wrap, and this kind of comes back full circle to what we talked about in the beginning with the COVID. And for those business owners who are or may have anticipated having that liquidity event, whether it was selling the business or otherwise, now coming into this environment with COVID, where we've seen a lot of businesses be severely impacted from a revenue standpoint, an operation standpoint, and otherwise, is there any advice that you would give to those business owners that might have been anticipating that type of liquidity event in the environment that we're dealing with right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And the key here from our perspective is to be flexible. Go back, review your plan, understand where you really are in the marketplace right now. Have us redo your valuation, go through the various options you have, and develop a new plan or have a new vision to generate that liquidity. It's important not just to throw in the towel and say, oh, you know, all is lost. I've lost everything here. You haven't lost everything. The key here is to have a plan moving forward, adapt to the marketplace, adapt to the new reality. In many cases, as I said before, they may be in a better position than they were before. But for those that aren't, be positive, get your business back on its feet, try to maximize value, and set a realistic goal as to when you might be able to generate liquidity. If you were planning on generating liquidity in the next year and the business is shut down, clearly that's a problem and you're not going to reach that. However, it may be 2 years from now or 3 years from now. Try to reassess what you want. Try to be flexible in your objectives and come up with a plan that, again, is realistic and adapts to what the market is going to let you do right now.
Well, Steve, again, we very much appreciate the insights that you've been able to bring to the discussion here today. I think this has been a great conversation, so thank you so much for participating.
Thanks, Wendell. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the advisors at Emeritas who have worked with us, and we look forward to working with everybody else.
Sounds good. Now, for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to learn more about having these types of conversations with business owners, you really should attend our next virtual Boom School. Boom stands for the Business Owner Opportunity Masterclass, and this high-energy school is designed for financial professionals with proven sales success. Whether you're already in the business owner market or you're looking to expand your practice, this opportunity is tailored to take your success to the next level and differentiate your practice from the competition by helping business owners to be able to plan for the many financial decisions that they face that are really critical to the wealth management process. Space is limited, so call Advanced Markets at 800-319-6903, option 2, to reserve your space today. I'm Wendell Sollings, along with Steve Sussell, and this has been Emeritus Now.